¿Qué es lo que queremos?
Justicia.
¿Cuándo lo queremos?
The first time I meet Sheriff Thomas M. Hodgson, a whole crowd of people is protesting outside of his jail. They're upset because he's offered to send his county inmates to go help build the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border for free, and because he's partnered with federal immigration authorities to authorize some of his officers to act like immigration enforcers. After the sun has set and the street has mostly cleared out except for one lone police car with a police dog, Sheriff Hodgson comes out of his office and onto the street for an interview.
Do you mind if I just put my headphones on?
He has white hair, a mustache, and a little bit of a cowboy swagger. He grew up in the suburbs of D.C., though, and there's a lot of Washington to him, too. He's able to make his plan to send inmates from Massachusetts all the way to Mexico to build a wall sound kind of, well, diplomatic.
We're working with Congress, and I've been talking about the using the same resources that they would use for any disaster, because they have resources available. You could have the military come in and set up work camps where they can live. So it's a collaboration.
The proposal is preposterous.
That's Laura Rodolo of the Massachusetts ACLU.
It's inhumane, it is perverse, and it's very likely unconstitutional.
It doesn't look like this plan is going anywhere anytime soon, but Hodgson's determined to help President Trump crack down on immigration in other ways. Starting this spring, about a dozen of his corrections officers will get trained on how to interview anyone who gets booked into his jail about their immigration status. It's a partnership, officially known as a 287G agreement, between local law enforcement and immigration authorities. Hodgson says it will make people safer.
My job as a sheriff is to make sure that I use every resource, anything that I have in my toolbox, to make sure that somebody doesn't go out and victimize and commit a crime against an innocent person.
But immigration rights activists, like Rodolo, say this isn't really about public safety. Studies have shown that immigrants, documented or not, they actually commit fewer crimes than people born here in the U.S. And when other police departments have signed contracts like these, Rodolo says, they've ended up targeting people who've only committed minor offenses. And it can make some immigrants fear approaching the police.
These contracts are just carte blanche to racially profile. Because, when you're looking for people to deport, it's often that we see officials using race and ethnicity to find people.
But Hodgson insists he has nothing against immigrants. My father was an immigrant, he likes to say. And people here in Bristol County, they generally support him.
Hasn't he been the sheriff for a while now?
Yeah.
Must be doing a good job then.
That's Elizabeth Oliver, a waitress at the Poor Farm Tavern, where, by the way, if you drink 100 beers, you get your own mug. Her mom, Michelle Oliver, sitting at the bar, doesn't think Hodgson will abuse his powers.
I don't think that's the worst thing. If you're illegal, don't break the law. You won't get arrested and you won't get turned in.
But if you do get picked up by immigration authorities in Bristol County, you'll likely end up here. There's a lot of doors. This is the Immigration Detention Center of Bristol County. The people here aren't serving sentences. They're in detention, waiting for court dates or deportations.
Hi, how are you?
Catherine Correa oversees the cell block of 16 female detainees. I'm not allowed to interview them, but I can peek into their cells. I see packages of ramen, a ripped out page from a Winnie the Pooh coloring book taped onto the wall, a crime novel. Some of the women have been here for almost 2 years. Correa says no one here has really been talking about Trump or Hodgson. They're more focused on their own futures.
I had a couple today discuss how she has two young boys at home and she thinks she's leaving soon, but she's not sure, and just that kind of thing.
Neither Correa nor the detained immigrants she cares for know exactly what's ahead. But Sheriff Hodgson has made it clear that if Donald Trump decides to follow through on his promise to deport millions of undocumented immigrants, he'll be right there, behind him. For The World, Lydia Jean Cott, Bristol County, Massachusetts.